8:13, and we are going to chit-chat with our Fox News correspondent. He is the White House reporter on scene with all things happening right there, the executive branch. It's John Decker. Good morning, John.
Hey, Leah, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm telling you, every time I turn around and I think something's going to happen, then boom, something's reversed, and boom, something else is happening. It's like, ADHD news every day. It's getting harder to keep up with. Now, you, of course, are talking about Joe Biden and his White House senior staff, because he's trying to move forward with the transition. And we just got news that the president is going to be having a news conference from his lawyers, he claims, on a clear and viable path to victory. It's like we've got two Americas going on, John.
Yeah, but one America is one that I world leaders recognize. That's the America that recognizes that Joe Biden will be the 46th president of the United States. The leaders of Great Britain, France, Germany, Israel, I could go on, let alone George W. Bush, also recognizing that Joe Biden will be the next president of the United States. The president hasn't had one significant victory. That would reverse the results in any particular state. So that's why I say it depends what America you're looking at, Leah. There's the America which is reality, and there's the America which is fantasy by President Trump. It's fantasy.
There's also the America that saw everything that happened in the swing states at the same time. We all went to bed. We woke up the next morning. We also have Lynn Wood's lawsuit.
That's called counting votes, though.
Yes.
That's counting votes. That
right.
happens all the time in elections.
Exactly. Counting
there.
Votes because they sent everyone home. They said they weren't counting them anymore. Remember, Atlanta had a water pipe burst.
Do you not believe that Joe Biden will be sworn in as the 46th president?
I believe that if we look at the pristine ballots, there's going to be an issue.
My question is just very simple. Do you not believe that on January the 20th of next year, that Joe Biden will be sworn in as the 46th president of the United States? It's just a yes or no.
Well, how about Al Gore? 2 weeks after the election, would you have said that same thing? You don't believe.
I'm saying,
let's look at everything. Let's just look at everything.
I'll make it easy. I'll make it easy for you. I don't know why you can't answer that simple question. About whether Joe Biden will be sworn in on January the 20th of next year as the 46th president of the United States. It's just yes or no.
I think it's too soon to tell. It's too soon to tell.
It's too soon to tell. Do you want to make a bet on it?
I mean, obviously, you feel that Joe Biden is going to be sworn in.
So does Emmanuel Macron. So does Benjamin Netanyahu.
They're
so
all never Trumpers. So George W. Bush.
Benjamin Netanyahu is a
George W. Bush is what
Benjamin
you first said
Netanyahu.
To me. You threw that in at the very end. That's because he's fighting for the life of Israel, and Joe Biden will hold his country's future in his hands. What's he going to do? These guys have.
I don't know what to say. Leah, I don't know what to say. I mean, at some point you have to recognize reality, and that is that on January the 20th of next year, obviously this is not pleasing 71 million Americans, but you also have to recognize reality. And that the reality is that
Joe Biden is the
46th president of the United States.
Okay, look, if they go
that's
through
the reality of the matter, at some point you have to recognize that.
Well, yes, at some point you do. But why was it okay to, 20 years ago, for 37 days, we really looked at everything. But now all of a sudden, no, you got to move forward. It's not going to work. I'm just saying, let's just wait.
You can't compare 2000 to today. It was one state and it was decided by 537 votes.
Well,
Michigan, the difference is over 146,000. In Pennsylvania, the difference is 70,000.
Yes. 70.
In Georgia, it's 11,000. It's not 537, and it's not one state. It's not. You can't compare this. This is apples and oranges. It's not 2,000. I covered 2,000. I was in the Supreme Court for Bush versus Gore. It's not 2,000.
Right. It's not 2,000. In fact, we have reports of pristine ballots. Are those supposed to be counted? What is wrong with a hand audit of those suspicious centers? I mean, look, I'm not a lawyer. You are.
I am a lawyer.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And all I'm saying is that if President Trump cannot make these things happen in court, then absolutely. You know, we're not going to riot and loot. We'll accept, you know, Joe Biden as the 46th president. But there are some really specific things that Lynn Wood has brought forward. I don't know what's going to happen today. The news conference might blow it all up. That, you know, it might be the same thing. We have proof, blah, blah. We're getting it together. If they don't have specifics, if they don't have the numbers, then it's going to have to come to an end.
Yeah, I agree with you. But, you know, you can't win elections with press conferences. You have to win them in court.
You're right.
There hasn't been one significant, you know, legal win by the Trump campaign that's happened in a federal court or in a state court anywhere in the country.
No, I do realize that. Absolutely. 100%. In fact, I think that everything that's been filed so far has been completely bogus. The only thing I've really seen is Lynn Wood's. So
no, Lynn Wood is a respected attorney. That's great that the Trump campaign has brought him on board as one of their attorneys, because he's someone that I respect a great deal, and maybe he has some arguments that will win the day. But the clock is ticking in Georgia, because, as you know, they're going to certify that vote by the end of today.
Right. Exactly. So, you know, Rudy Giuliani, he just needs to go, because I don't think he's really doing anything but creating a mess. This is the only thing that I've really seen. And since we're right here next to Georgia, plus we've got the two, you know, the Senate races coming up. You know, I've really, really looked into this one. And it does seem the more you look into it, the more issues you find. Is it going to be enough? Who knows? What about the pristine ballots? We have no idea. Do we have enough time? Who knows?
Right.
That's where I am. That is where I am right now. And, you know, we'll just see. I'm not trying to argue with you, because I know you are a lawyer and you're looking at everything, you know, in that way. Look, this has to happen. Boom, boom, boom. So, you know, we agree separately. Can we put it that way? I love it. Hey, we'll have more tomorrow. John.
Absolutely, Leah. Thank you so much for having on. And, you know, keep in mind, I'm just looking at it from the perspective of a lawyer, and there just haven't been anything that's happened in any court.
Right.
That is evidence that would turn around any of those states. And what I also most people in Washington don't get this, because they're in the Beltway. What I do get, because I speak to you every day, I speak to our affiliates, is that President Trump received 71 million votes in this country, which is unbelievable. And you can't ignore that. And that's something that obviously when Joe Biden becomes president, he has to recognize that, because there's a significant part of the country that didn't vote for him and is not happy with him being president of the United States.
That is very true, although I don't really think that he cares.
I don't think the senators care. He ought to care if he wants to be, you know, reelected. Otherwise, you know, the threat that, you know, that I'm hearing of President Trump running again,
President Trump
may follow through with that threat, and he could beat Joe Biden in 4 years.
He'd be crazy to do it. Why in the world would you put yourself through that again? I mean, he'd just be crazy to do it. Hey, John, I really enjoyed it. We'll chat with you again tomorrow.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Leah. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. It is 8:22. This is Alabama's morning news. And that was interesting, wasn't it? I love talking to guys that are like so... You know, Leah, trying to get me to say something when obviously we still have options. I'm not giving in until All options have been exhausted. We'll be right back.